Now, homelessness in Australia has been in the headlines for the last couple of weeks, following on from the murder of Courtney Heron down in Melbourne. But really, you just have to take a look out the window this morning. It's cold, it's wet, it's raining. And think for a second about the people who are sleeping rough, the people who don't necessarily have a roof over their head. Here to chat to us this morning about Sydney homelessness, we are joined now by Andrew Everingham. He's the founder of Homelessness Connect. Andrew, thank you so much for chatting to us this morning.
Morning, Tess. How are you going? Staying dry, I hope?
Yes, yes. Trying desperately too. Same to you.
Indeed.
So could you tell us a little bit about what some of the statistics are for homelessness in Sydney?
Yeah, I mean, I think one of the challenging things about these numbers are, you know, it's that old lies, and dirty statistics. But we know that across Australia, from the census in 2016, that there's something like 116,000 people who are experiencing homelessness. And that is really people, as you said before, we think a lot about homelessness as the people who are sleeping rough tonight, but that really represents about 7% of the population of what is termed homeless, with the remaining bracket being people that just simply have nowhere to call home, who might be sleeping on friends' couches or sleeping in cars or moving from shelter to shelter and crisis accommodation and that sort of thing. So it's a considerable number of people, and in New South Wales it's something like 38,000, just under 38,000 people. So it's no small minority, to be honest with you.
And I imagine asking the question of, you know, why are so many people homeless is like asking how long's a piece of string. But what are some of the driving factors behind these numbers?
Oh, it's just such a complex issue, and it's fed by a number of things. I mean, obviously, issues of domestic violence are huge. A lot of people escaping relationships which are just toxic and that they need to get away from. But we also see issues around drug and alcohol abuse. There's also this wonderful perfect storm, I think, that we have at the moment. And I'm no economist, but it seems at the moment there's this three big driving factors. There's a lack of affordable housing. There's an issue of housing stress, and we can talk about that. And then there's these banking environments for people who potentially may have been able to purchase a home. That's now shifted because of tighter regulation about lending, which in some cases is probably a good thing. In others, it inhibits people from being able to get a roof over their head. But right at the moment, there's really not enough dwellings either to rent or for people to buy that are affordable for the majority of people. And that means that, we do refer to homelessness as not just being, it's not rooflessness, it's not just having a roof over your head, but it's somewhere that you feel safe, feel is yours and can feel loved and protected in, not just having, four walls and something over your head, but that's obviously the place where you have to start. I think the other thing, just to say about housing stress and rental stress, that this is a situation where, as a household, your income is less than the costs of either paying your rent or paying off a mortgage, and that issue has become more and more prevalent, and it's forcing more and more people out of a home and into situations where they're experiencing homelessness.
And so do you think that maybe tackling some of those things that you were mentioning earlier would be, I suppose, as simple as creating more affordable housing or public housing, or are there some bigger issues at play there?
Oh, I wish it was super simple. I wish I had the silver bullet answer for that sort of thing. I mean, I believe that the biggest thing standing in the way of ending this problem of homelessness is will. It's political will and it's community will. I mean, we do see enormous amounts of money being spent on things that a lot of people would deem as less necessary than being able to house people. And I know that, that there's huge infrastructure projects that we need to have to keep the cities turning over, and there's stadiums being built for reasons that are over and above my understanding. I'm probably not smart enough to realise why those things are critical. But when you look at that, the number of families who are living in cars or having to move around, and they say something like one in three people accessing services are a family accessing. So it's not just an individual, but one in three is pretty significant if you consider that such a large proportion of people who don't have a home are young kids, you know, be they that they're on their own or with their parents. It's pretty sad, really.
And you mentioned political will in there as well. Mm. Is there a way that we can get involved and you know, hopefully sort of change that tide?
Yeah, I think it's obviously it's voting with your vote, isn't it? I mean, it's a process of deciding who can actually come out with the policies that are going to affect the greatest change. And I do think it is turning, although the last election would have you query that in some ways. People often ask us, isn't this a federal government issue? Isn't this something that the federal government should be looking after? And you always have to be careful how you answer something like that, because if it cuts off in the middle of your answer, you can sound like you're pointing the guns at just one area. I believe that it is absolutely a federal issue. It's also a state and local councils issue. It's public and private sector. It's charities. It's individuals. It's everybody. And I think when you actually sit and talk to people, I haven't had any conversations with people who have said to me, I don't want to solve this problem. Whether people are of the opinion that I believe the incorrect opinion that some people just prefer to not live in a house. I haven't met many people who would prefer to have a home than leave than sleep rough. Nearly everybody wants to do something to help out. And wants to do something to turn the tide on this issue. So,
Andrew, we really appreciate you speaking to us this morning. Thank you so much for your time.
Oh, thank you. Stay dry.
You too. Andrew Everingham, he's the founder of Homelessness Connect, telling us a little bit more about homelessness in Sydney.